Rock and Roll Football Live on Absolute Radio with Sky Sports.
The Britannia Stadium is the venue for Rock and Roll Football Live as two old friends come together in the Barclays Premier League. Harry Redknapp used to have Tony Pulis as his captain when he was manager of Bournemouth. Today, Pulis' Stoke City host Harry's Spurs in our second live commentary match of the season. Tottenham are on the verge of signing former Arsenal defender William Gallas. A brave move, perhaps, by Redknapp. Some fans are up in arms. I haven't signed the Yorkshire Ripper, though, says Harry. But after Tottenham's dismal defending in their first ever Champions League match last week, you can understand why he's done it. Both teams will be looking for their first win of the season, and we've got the whole game live here on Rock and Roll Football. And according to Redknapp, there are definitely easier places his team could be going after being severely tested in Switzerland midweek.
They're a good side. I mean, Tony's done a great job there, Tony Pulis. You know, they've established themselves now as a good Premier League team, haven't they? Great atmosphere. The fans are incredible up there. So it's a tough game. No one goes to Stoke and gets an easy game. We went there and played well last year. Got a great result when we needed one, so we've got to go and try to do the same tomorrow.
One of Stoke's key players is former Spurs man Matthew Etherington, who's keen for his team to get points on the board after their opening match defeat at Wolves.
It's a tough start, and we need to get some points on the board early because you don't want to be, you know, looking after four or five games and not have any points at all, or, you know, only a couple. So it's a massive game Saturday, and hopefully one where we can get 3 points. You know, Spurs come to our place last year and played very well, beat us 2-1. But we'll be looking to get the 3 points on Saturday, as I said, but they're a top team now, Spurs, and they've got some great players, and we need to be at our best without a doubt to get a win.
Full match commentary from the Britannia Stadium at 3 on our 12:15 AM frequency and Absolute Radio Extra on DAB Nationwide. Plus, we're online too. Between now and then, we'll hear how Stoke City nearly became the second love of TV presenter and comedian Nick Hancock.
I remember my dad saying that we could go conquer collecting or to a Stoke game. So, you know, who knows? I could now be a really, really rabid conquer fan.
And also, the Klaxon's James Wrighton talks about his love for Tottenham, and he's got a message for one of the Spurs players.
I've heard David Bentley has a club in Spain somewhere, a bar, where he does actually put on bands. So if you're out there listening, Dave, just give our agent a call and get us over there.
All that and more is coming up over the next 90 minutes. Last week, rock and roll football got off to a thrilling start.
Pull it back for Milner!
Unbelievable.
Wonderfully taken goal! James Milner, a low, crisp, left-footed shot into the bottom right-hand corner. Aston Villa 3, West Ham United 0.
We won't hear James Milner scoring for Aston Villa ever again after his move to Manchester City, but another 3 goals would do very nicely today. We'll have updates on all the other Premier League matches taking place, plus scores from the Championship, League 1, League 2 and the SPL. Then at 5, Ian Wright takes over, where he'll be joined by the comedian Simon Day. It's Rock and Roll Football Live here on Absolute Radio. Yes, good afternoon to you. It's 1:34. Russ Williams here, hosting Rock and Roll Football Live in the big build-up for the next, well, nearly an hour and a half. Stoke City against Tottenham Hotspur from the Britannia Stadium. We'll be looking for your texts and we'll be looking for your emails. Plenty happening over the next 1.5 hours. And Jim Proudfoot and Tony DiRigo, your match commentary team, will bring you the whole game live and exclusive on national radio in the UK from 3 o'clock this afternoon. We've got a couple of games going on, as you probably know already. Leeds against Millwall. Coventry playing Derby at the moment. Let's go up to our Barclays Premier League Nerve Centre and say good afternoon to Michael. How are those games going, Mike?
Afternoon, Russ. How are you doing? Yeah, starting off at Elland Road, and it's one apiece between Leeds and Millwall against...
Michael, your partner in crime this afternoon is Joe, who's sitting up there. And what I think is a very, very swish kind of nerve centre. All the information comes in throughout the afternoon, and the two of you bring it to us so beautifully throughout rock and roll football. Joe, the Premier League, the opening salvos were last weekend. Some good games coming up, though, today.
Yes, Russ. Second in the table, can you believe it? Blackpool could be brought back to earth with a bump this afternoon. They travel to Emirates to meet Arsenal.
Thanks, Joe. 23 minutes to two. Live commentary this afternoon. Stoke City against Tottenham Hotspur in the Barclays Premier League. More from the chaps a little bit later on. Plenty more to come in the build-up between now and 3 o'clock this afternoon. We hope you're going to stay with us. We're on Absolute Radio Extra. You can find that on DAB digital radio right across the UK. Absolute Radio's medium wave frequency, which is 12:15 a.m. or just to the left, just to the right if you've got an old-style radio, or you can listen online. Either way, enjoy the game and the build-up, and of course, Ian Wright, who'll be here at 5 o'clock. We're bringing you the best of the action here on Rock and Roll Football Live, as hopefully you've come to expect. It's been another whirlwind week in the world of football. Just a little selection there of what's been happening in British football this past week. Joining me from the Britannia Stadium now to mull over the news and the consequences of the past week's events is Ian Ridley from the Mail on Sunday. Afternoon, Ian.
Good afternoon, Ross.
Tottenham Hotspur playing this afternoon at Stoke City. Give me your take on the result at Young Boys in the Champions League.
Well, it could have been a lot worse. I mean, they could have been four down at half-time quite comfortably. Even at 3-1, Young Boys had two exceptional chances to probably what would have buried the tie. And it was worrying, I think, because you would have thought Tottenham would have adapted to that surface. They're a side that likes to pass the ball. They move it at pace. And they have people comfortable on the ball. But all of a sudden, they look completely ill at ease on it. It makes you wonder what might happen to them on the break in midweek. You would think that they have enough if Harry Redknapp can get players fit again. But that said, this is still a very tricky tie for them, second leg.
Do you think, Ian, that Harry, when he saw the first half an hour in Switzerland, thought to himself, right, I need a central defender and I need him quick, and I know where I can get one fairly cheaply, and it's William Gallas?
I think he thought, get me back to Sandbanks really quickly. No, of course I think he did, because, I mean, he has big problems, and one of Harry's problems over the last couple of seasons is that he's been desperate to play Woodgate and King together. They would be an exceptional partnership and probably would have been a World Cup pairing if they were fit.
Ian, you've been involved in your career in smaller football clubs. Weymouth comes to mind.
Getting smaller by the season, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know, and that's unfortunate, as you say. Blackpool, of course, have had an awful lot of trouble over the years. When I was born and bred in Blackpool, I used to go and watch them in the old First Division. And this week, after that fantastic win at Wigan on the opening day, when they were top of the Premier League for an hour and a half, it's descended almost into pantomime. You've got the manager saying, I love Arsene Wenger, I want to go and watch Arsenal train ahead of the Arsenal game. You've got the chairman saying, that's it, I can't be the chairman anymore because I don't like the way agents are dealing with me. Then it emerges that Carl Oyston might have bankruptcy proceedings against him in Lancaster Crown Court. And then you have Ian Holloway saying, I hate young players. Yeah. It was a brilliant start, but it's descended into farce almost.
Well, I spent 4 days up there in July, Russ, not on holiday, actually inside the club, and I did a big piece for the Mail on Sunday's magazine about it, and I spoke to Carl Oyston at length, Ian Holloway at length, the club secretary, Matt Williams, various people around the place. And this is a wonderful fairy tale story, but it's an example of how it could go horribly wrong. It's almost like a family that has won the lottery and is bickering over the money, and various people have different opinions as to what should be done to them with the money. There's a lot more to come out, and it will come out over the next week, I believe, about the chairman's position there, and now chief executive, rather. And, you know, you're going to get this with Ian Holloway. He is an emotional character, and now he's in national spotlight, and now Blackpool are in national spotlight. The potential for all this to go belly up, unfortunately, is big. But
would you expect Ian Holloway to still be the manager if Carl Oyston had nothing to do with the club?
It's a tough shout, that one. My personal opinion is that Carl Oyston will remain at the football club for a little bit longer because, as I say, there is some other stuff to come out, and it might well emerge, but I think they will try and hold it together for now. I don't think it's quite as serious internally as it looks externally. That said, you know, as we're saying, Russ, the potential for it, where there's large sums of money involved, all of a sudden people are interested in football clubs that were never interested in them before.
Absolutely. Ian, we could talk for hours, but we've run out of time. Yeah. Thank you very much indeed, and we look forward to reading your reports tomorrow in the Mail on Sunday. Ian Ridley joining us live there on Rock and Roll Football from the Britannia Stadium. Some interesting information that appears to be coming out over Blackpool over the next few days, and you heard it first right here. It's 12 minutes now to 2 o'clock. Let's get some match day travel. Here's Victoria Eastern.